Iraq is not yet exporting much oil, but those searching for good news may be pleased to know that Iraq is shipping out a regional delicacy. NPR's Guy Raz sent our Saturday postcard from the port city of Umm Qasr.
Haji Abdel Basid looks like a man who could spare a few pounds, but this afternoon he doesn't seem too bothered by weight issues. Basid chews on a handful of dates being loaded up on the Hassan Karim, a medium-sized wooden cargo boat set for ports of call from Dubai to Karachi. He's a date agent looking after his investment.
We have plenty of dates in Iraq, more than enough for the people. Our Iraqi dates are very popular outside the country, and the prices are very good.
Thousands of yellow sacks of dates are loaded onto the Hassan Karim by massive cranes. There's a sticky, sweet smell as the bags drop onto the deck of the boat. Iraq's dates are world famous. There are more than 200 varieties. And this year is the first time since the UN-imposed embargo in 1990 that the dates are leaving the port of Umm Qasr. Hundreds of workmen scamper about the seaport, sweating, panting, lifting, loading, anything to get the job done quickly. In just a few weeks, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins, and millions of people in this part of the world will be looking for Iraqi dates. During Ramadan, Muslims fast during daylight hours. In many places, it's tradition to break the fast with a cup of yogurt and a date. The train tracks at Umm Qasr run right to the water's edge. For now, the train is being used to haul military equipment, but within a few months, these tracks will start hauling grain, produce, minerals. It's an idea that Tony Ford imagines will take hold within months.
So this is our reception area, and will be. This is the waiting area where we will...
Tony Ford, a British businessman under contract with the U.S.-led coalition authority, is now trying to jumpstart the port's revitalization. He's created a business center at Umm Qasr in the hope of attracting both Iraqis and foreign investors to set up shop here.
Right. All we're trying to do here is start a business. I mean, we're trying to start a business that will help Iraq and the local people here to be able to get employed and start the operation of the port from a commercial perspective.
The port is actually in fairly good condition. Almost nothing was damaged here during the war. The warehouses are in good working order, the entry cranes are fairly new, and the grain elevators can hold 60 million cubic meters of grain. Tony Ford sees this port as the gateway to Iraq's prosperity. He's now targeting corporations in the Gulf states, trying to convince them that Iraq is...
a huge market. I mean, if you look at all the rest of the Gulf area, for instance, including Saudi Arabia, this must be one of the biggest markets, untapped.
Back at the dock, Haji Abdel Basid bids farewell to the Hassan Karim as the deckhands untie its ropes from the moorings. The yellow bags of dates move out to sea. This year, says Haji, Ramadan will be sweeter than ever. Guy Raz, NPR News, at the port of Umm Qasr in southern Iraq.